Friday, 11 September 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I want you to know that we're thankful for the privilege to come to you by means of this broadcast, whether it be through the internet or radio stations or networks or however you're hearing the word today. And I want you to know that we're thankful for you listening. We ask you to pray for us. I really appreciate those of you who have been with us for any length of time, whether you have just recently come aboard or you've been with us for a long time. I want to thank you for those of you who pray for us, who pray for this ministry, who pray for this broadcast. We want to sincerely thank you. Would you join us in prayer? Father, do bless the broadcast today. Speak to our hearts. Lord, these are such important scriptures, so timely for us. Please help us, I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right, we're down to Acts chapter 4 now, and verse 29. We find the twofold prayer request of Peter and John and the rest of the disciples. As Peter and John have been apprehended, they have been threatened, because of their serving the Lord, they have been commanded not to speak any more in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they have replied, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." Well, the authorities threatened them further and then let them go. And they went to their own company. They went to the brothers and sisters in Christ there and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. Well, the first thing they did, they had a prayer meeting, and when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. Prayer ought not to be the last thing we do, dear friend. Prayer ought to be the first thing. In fact, we should stay in a continual attitude of prayer. That doesn't mean that we have to keep our hands folded or be on our knees or have our eyes closed. We're told in the Word of God that we should pray without ceasing. That is to stay in communication with God all our waking time. And I'll tell you, it makes a difference if we will do so. And so they cried out to God. They quoted Scripture. They reminded God of His promises and of His statements. And then they said, "Now, Lord, we've got two requests. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto Thy servants that with all boldness they may speak Thy word." God, I want you to be aware of what we're facing, and we want the boldness to be able to respond to them. And here's how we're asking that you do it, Lord, in verse 30, "By stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus." God, we want you to manifest yourself. Like the psalmist said, "Lord, it's time for thee to work, for the people have made void thy law." Now, you have your own opinion, I have mine. I believe God has already started judging this country. I think we have seen His hand at work. We have seen His hand at work in nature. My, so many abnormal things happening, the fires and the floods and the storms. I'm telling you, it just seems like there's one after another. And then we're seeing Him at work, as just as He took the chariot wheels off of Pharaoh's chariot in the Red Sea. We see our society breaking down because it has turned its back on the Lord. It has broken down already spiritually. It's broken down morally. It's breaking down financially. I mean, wherever you look, you cannot help but see the decay and the problems that are being created. Now, the disciples said, "We need boldness to speak up, and when we speak in the name of thy holy child Jesus." Now, here's what the Bible says. I'm not embellishing this. I'm reading it just like it is. "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness." Wow. We're going to spend some time on this today and maybe on the next broadcast. "And when they had prayed," not before they had prayed, but when they had prayed. One thing I have found out about God intervening, He intervenes on behalf of folks who are willing to stand for Him. He's answering the prayer and giving the desires of the heart of those who are willing to pray and to please Him. When a man's ways please the Lord, He's even willing to make his enemies to be at peace with him. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken. You say, well, what kind of shaking was it? The Bible does not define that here, but we know in Acts chapter 16, when Paul and Silas were praising and singing to God after they had been beaten, in Acts 16, verse 25, when they were in prison at Philippi, and at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. I do not know just what kind of shaking this was, but I do know that God shook that place. And it wasn't just the people, it was the place that was shaken. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. Oh, thank God for his shaking. I personally believe this, dear friend. I believe our nation needs a good shaking. We have gotten so accustomed and so where we'll accept so much the status quo and not be really seeking God to see a real revival, real awakening. And I believe that God needs to really shake us up. And I think it's coming. I personally believe it's coming. It may have come before this broadcast has been aired. But when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. Now here is the key to the boldness. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They became spirit-filled. You say, well, preacher, didn't they already have the Holy Ghost dwelling in them? Certainly they did. The Holy Spirit came and activated the church at Pentecost. And since Pentecost, whenever people are saved, the Spirit of God takes up residence in the heart of the believer. The Bible makes it clear, if any man have not the Spirit of God, he is none of his. But having the Spirit of God dwelling within us, and the Spirit of God having complete control of us, is two different things. And dear friend, my heart's desire is that God would fill me and continue to fill me with the blessed Holy Ghost. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and by the way, the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit are the same person of the triune Godhead. And by the way, the words in Greek are the same. Hagios, pneumatos, sometimes it's translated Holy Spirit, and sometimes it's translated Holy Ghost. Don't fall into the error of trying to build some kind of different spiritual platform or doctrine between the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost. They are one and the same. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. It did not say they spoke with tongues. It did not say in this place that they spoke with other languages. The indication here of their being filled with the Holy Spirit of God was that they spake the word of God with boldness. I want God to fill me. I want him to fill our church. I want him to shake our church. I want him to shake our country. I want to know this wonderful filling of the blessed Holy Spirit of God that will give me boldness to stand, if necessary, even unto death. And I would think that many of you out there in radio land today, that's your heart's desire also. Remember the twofold request. Lord, behold their threatening, and grant unto thy servants that they may speak thy word with boldness. Now we have a lot of prayer requests, and they're legitimate. I don't question that. But here's two things that we should really be praying for. Lord, you behold the enemy and what they're doing, and please grant that we might be able to speak thy word with boldness. Well, this broadcast is targeted for the end of our broadcast week, and I do hope that you're making plans, if at all possible, to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church this coming Lord's Day. And dear friend, don't be one of these just go on Sunday morning type people. Go every time you have a service, Sunday school, morning and evening services. Maybe you have some type of a training session, choir practice, whatever it might be. Be sure you're there for everything. There could be some who are listening who do not have access to a good fundamental Bible-believing church. You might be on a bed of affliction, wherever you might be. If you have access to the internet, let me encourage you to join us for our Lord's Day services at the Calvary Baptist Church. We're located at www.calbapt.org. calbapt.org. And please join us next broadcast if you can.